At every tekufa, the end of a tekufa, we make a cheshbon nefesh. Before we daven ma'ariv, we say v'hurachu mechaper rovon. Means we finish the day, look back at the day, and say, so what happened during the day? What did we do right? What did we do wrong? We say v'hurachu mechaper rovon. The end of a month, we have Rosh Chodoshim Lam Chonosoto, Zman Kapara. Look back at the month. So what do we do with the month? What happened to that month? It was good, it was bad, we did good things, we did bad things. At the end of the year, we have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Back, today was the first day I was back in yeshiva since the week after Purim. And I remember when Bachram at that point was scattering. They would get a flight back, they wouldn't get a flight back, the airports would be open, the airports would be closed. What? I said, yeah, mashi, yeah, be what it is. Issue is continuing in its regular way. There are two attitudes in life. The attitude in life is, we'll see if we can make it happen. So, it depends how important something is to you. It'll happen, it won't happen. Some things are very important. A person's sick, and a normal person values his life, and he knows that he needs a certain medicine, he's going to make sure it happens. But it's not an option. In every situation, when we were confronted with the idea yeshivas are closing, shuls are closing, so there are different attitudes. It's an attitude, well, if that's what it is, that's what it is. It just goes to show how something is important in one's life. Another attitude is, I don't care about all the rules. Wait a second. The halachs. Koch nefesh. And over a million people worldwide have died from it. Not a posh thing. So then the question becomes, how much you really want to do something? How really important is it? And then to work within your limitations and make sure it must happen. Those are the times, it's called a nisoyan. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person's back against the wall and says, how much does it really count to you? Does it really make a difference to you? If it makes a difference to you, you'll make it happen. At that point, I wasn't familiar with all the different technologies, but I knew one thing. It's a very important Ramban. At the beginning, Ramban has Kuntres Emunah Bitachon. It's a beautiful statement of what Emunah is and what Bitachon is. And the Ramban has a klal. And Nahi Yisi Gamsakanti. Ramban's klal is based on the Pasuk. B'tach Bashem. Ramban says, what's the difference between bitachon and emuna? When can a person have bitachon? I can say, I have bitachon that tomorrow morning, in the morning, I'll check my bank account, and all of a sudden, there'll be an extra $100 million in the bank account. Bitochen here, bitochen there. There's no meaning to that bitochen. Convinced? No. So the Ramban explains the pasuk. Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. If a person is determined in avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's a certain goal he's absolutely determined to in his avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always help him achieve that goal. Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. Shchom b'aretz. He's talking about I'll have $100 million in my bank account. I won't have $100 million, but Remun, believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll take care of you, whatever it is, that's what it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people in difficult circumstances. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts people in difficult circumstances is life can go on very easily, but people grow from the shyness. Every day, those of you who say the full siddur talk about the Akedah. Kim nisos Avram. What is the Nisayan? And the Nisayan is, so the Ramban on Kim nisos Avram says, sometimes a person has a lot of potential. Kodesh Baruch Hu pushes him, can that potential become real? Sometimes he doesn't have the push. But when he does have the push, then he grows from that potential becoming real. Baruch Hashem, we had an absolute commitment that the yeshiva was going to function a totally normal Elozman. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us bracha v'hatzlocha chutz miderech hateva. All of you who are with us know that a regular Elozman, a beautiful Elozman, I don't know any other yeshiva, certainly not in the chutz yeshivas, had a regular Elozman. Baruch Hashem, almost all the brachim came back 2 weeks early so we could begin a regular Elozman. Mitzad the yeshiva, we did everything, every crazy thing up there in Achziv to make sure would be a regular, normal Elozman. Normal davenings, normal siddurim, normal shiurim, normal vadim, within all of the crazy health things we had. Regular, normal Rosh Hashanah davening, beautiful Yom Kippur davening, Yontif davening, Simchas Beis Hishavei, v'hakofas. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us tremendous bracha v'hatzlach. And we have to be molded to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he enabled us, if we're committed to do a Dvar Mitzvah, and you're L'Shem Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable it to happen. And there's a Koyach HaTzibur. Some people didn't understand certain things I said in Achziv. There's a Koyach HaTzibur. That means I'm not taking credit, it's my decision. Of course, I, my sons, a lot of staff people, we worked very hard. There's also a Zchus HaTzibur. And just to explain what a Zchus HaTzibur is, so you should understand, the world is going through very, very hard times. If you think it's a little technicality, some people think, oh, the world's going to go back to it. The world will never go back to what it was before. There are certain tekufas in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just turns the world upside down. We're in Parshas Noach. Parshas Baruch Hu says the world can't continue. It's a mob. Then there's the Dor HaFloga. The world can't continue this way. But he didn't destroy the world. He changed the world. There's certain tekufas. If a person would say, did the world change between 1938 and 1948? It didn't change. It was a different world. It's a whole different world. Those of you not familiar with what happened between the First World War and Second World War, it's a whole different world. The world is, what has happened this year in the world, it's the corona, it's the economy, it's all the natural disasters, It's the political upheavals all over the world. Kadosh Baruch Hu's just turning over a world. And when a Kadosh Baruch Hu turns over a world, we have to understand what our chiyuv is. And the zechus hatzibur that we have, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a very unique bracha. But the zechus hatzibur that's mechayev every member of the tzibur. That's zechus hatzibur that's mechayev is at the end of this week's parsha, there's the story of the Dor HaHafluga. Then all of a sudden, there's a weird thing. Vayikach Terech, it's Avram Beno. Terech picks up from Or Kasdim to go to Eretz Yisrael. What happened? What happened was the story of Avram Avinu and the Kivshon Esh. You had a very powerful ruler there, Nimrod. And Avram Avinu challenged the whole social structure was built around that. It was built on kfir. Avram Avinu said no. And then all of a sudden, so there's an unbelievable Nes Goloi, Avram Avinu the Kivshon Esh. Now, there are many different reactions. What would happen if in the middle of everything the heavens would open up tonight and there'd be a thunderous voice, Anokhi Hashem Elokecha Shehotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? What would happen tonight? Think anything would change? Someone would turn around and lay over in bed, get the meshugan out of the house. So the another one would do this, and then there'd be a scientific analysis about other people. Really, they have to understand the certain electrical currents, there's a sunstorm, or whatever. People keep doing what they're doing. So when Avram Avinu is standing there in the Kivshon Esh, so what does Nimrod decide? Okay. It's a Nes Goloi. Who's Avram Avinu's, right? No, get rid of the guy. Get rid of the guy. You don't shake the system. It hits you in the face. You don't change the system. So then, what happens? All of a sudden, Terach was an unusual individual, but whose whole metzias was Avodah Zorah, realized, wait one second. Down in Eretz Yisrael, there are two old people called Shem V'Eva, they have a yeshiva there. They talk about one God. That's what my son of Avram Avinu has been talking about. We got to go and check it out. Now, I don't know those of you who are familiar with the maps of Iraq. It goes like this. Where Or Kasdim is down on the southern coast of Iraq. You go straight across, but that's a desert, you can't go across. So you have to go all the way up into Turkey and all the way down. He's going. He saw the Emes. And when he saw the Emes, that's where the Emes is. But then it's a long trip. He gets to Haran. Haran's in Turkey. Now he has to come down. But sometimes you chase the emes and then you sort of lose kayach. He ran out of steam. And then all of a sudden, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu lechocha. No. We're beginning a new society, a whole different world. And you're the one who's going to carry that torch and teach the world as a whole different world. Tiedatif. And what did he teach the world? Lemana sheyitzave esbonov esbeisarachmo lishvo derech Hashem lasot stokul mishpot. He said, listen, Talking Mishpat, that's very fine. You go to Berkeley, California, that's what they talk about all the time. And all the shtus v'hevel. No. It's Derech Hashem. There's Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayiv Emes V'Chesed. And the only true Emes V'Chesed comes from Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the message you're going to bring to the world. Someday the world will understand it. But there has to be some group of people that's their message. We live in very difficult times, totally confused times. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us this tzibur, a very unique source. That we were able, Baruch Hashem, the yeshiva continued kayazman, a full kayazman. The yeshiva continued a full elazman. We were able to begin our chorav zman. Mirtz Hashem, we should continue. But it's a machai of us. A tremendous machai of us. It's a koyach hatzibur. And a koyach hatzibur pulls us all up together. And a koyach hatzibur can pull us down. We're in a time of great sakana to the world. The world is in a very great sakana. And in times of great sakana, it's machai of us to act on a higher level. The world is going topsy-turvy. In the midst of chaos, we're in the midst of the world is in absolute chaos. And in the midst of chaos, there's a certain group of people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that zchus to continue representing Him in our avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Mabul, you had a whole world going crazy. Whole world going crazy. Destruction all over the place. And then there was this little microcosm in the Mabul. And the world's going normal. There are two worlds. There's a world outside going crazy. Mass destruction. Entire topography of the world has changed. Everything's torn apart. Kadosh Baruch Hu rips the world apart and puts it back together. And in this little microcosm, what's Noah? And what is Noah busy doing the entire time? Now, who's Noah? You have to understand. Noach ich tzadik, tomim hoyu bedorosev, es holokim hesalach Noach. So the tzadik yisod olam, Kodesh Baruch Hu chose him to be the one person who could rebuild the world. What does he spend his entire day doing? Giving animals food. Chesed. Because at that point, that was his mitzvah. Maybe you should be davening, dvekis. No. There's a lion needs food. There's a tiger needs food. There's an elephant that needs food. There's a cow that needs food. Yeah, you have your three sons, your wife, and you have eight people there, and you're busy taking care of the 100,000 animals. Because at each time in life, a person has to know, what is my chiyuv? What's my chiyuv? And that was Noach's chiyuv then. A different chiyuv at a different time. When the world goes crazy, those of us who are in a Mokum Torah that's functioning in a way, we've made every effort to make total stability here. We do the best we can. But that Torah continues no matter what. And that is the history of Klal Yisrael. No matter what disruption happens, Torah continues. Everything else is adjustable. But Torah continues no matter what, and that has to be our determination, that our sedarim are our sedarim, our limud is our limud, our davening is our davening. Kodesh Baruch Hu has blessed us that we've been able to keep the yeshiva functioning and working. But it is mechayev us to live our lives no matter what. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given this Makom Torah such a bracha. We had everything normally tmidin kisidron. And we're going to continue. But it has to be a determination. And in every crazy situation, what has been the general mahalach? Just imagine Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai standing in Yerushalayim with Vespasianus, Vespasianus Caesar. He's meeting the Roman general who's just been appointed emperor. And he realizes, save the Beis HaMikdash, you can't. Just imagine Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai standing there, realizing Churban Beis HaMikdash is inevitable. Just put yourself, he is the Nasi the Sanhedrin, he's the leader of Klal Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash will definitely be destroyed. And Vespasianus Caesar, Vespasian, what do you want? I have to give you something? Limud HaTorah has to continue in its regular way. Limud HaTorah has to continue. Just imagine that scene of these two human beings confronting each other, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai having to make probably the most important decision he ever made. He could have said, save the Beis HaMikdash, but he didn't think that was possible. But he knew the only way what Klal Yisrael is Limud HaTorah has to continue in its regular way. It's an unbelievable story. Rabbi Chilmi Paris. When the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah from Spain, they went to northern France, to Ivre, the yeshiva in Ivre, to learn from the Balayatosis. Ramban was there 3 years, and he came back to Spain. Rabbeinu Yonah went to Paris to learn with the next higher-level yeshiva there, and that was Rabbi Chilmi Paris. He had a chavrusa there, the Maram Rutenberg. That was the number one place. And the year 1243, Erev Shabbos, it was Gimel Tammuz, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chukas. There was the Sreifas HaTalmud. The center of all Torah in Europe at that time was France. That was the center of Torah. That's why the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah left Spain. That was the center of Torah. But the king of France ordered that all copies of Shas, all Sfarim, be collected and burnt in the main square in front of the Notre Dame Church. And Maram Rutenberg wrote his famous Kina Shali Sufa Beish. And that was the end at that point of Torah in France, in that serious high level. So what does Rabbi Chilmi Paris do? What does he do? Torah is finished. Torah is not finished. Yeshivas are closed. Yeshivas can't close. He picks up with 300 Balei HaTesis, comes to Eretz Yisrael, Akko, a little south of where we were, in Nahariya. Makes the yeshiva there. Torah continues. V'kehenu, v'kehenu, v'kehenu. We've had a very unique schus. Take it as a bracha mei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mitzvah Hashem, v'koyach hatzibur. And everything is in a koyach hatzibur. When I talk about people, this tzibur, that tzibur, there. In the midst of all the craziness that's happening in the world, with absolute pandemonium, absolute insanity out there, they can't figure out what they do. It's Trump's fault, it's Macron's fault, it's Johnson's fault, it's this one's fault, it's that one's fault, everyone's fault. They don't want to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taken the world and turned it upside down. But we as a tzibur, have to accept the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we will motzei chen be'einof, that we can continue functioning as Bnei Torah in the yeshiva. In Zichronis we say, Malbudinos bo ye'omar, eso l'achere v'eso l'asholom, u'brios bo yipokedu l'haskirom l'chayim alom l'afis. We talk about two dinim. I spoke quite often over Elul about it. Medinos Beyama. Every tzibur, there's a din on the tzibur. Ubrios Boyi Pokedu, there's a din on the yochid. In the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva talks, he says there are three dinim. The din al kol olam kulo. Din al medinos, the din al yechidim. Very rarely do we ever see, or we ever notice, the din al kol olam kulo. Right now, for the first time in human history, since the Mabul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a gzeira on the entire world. There were wars. Second World War was a horrible war. First World War, horrible wars. The Magefas, Spanish flu, 1920, killed 20 million people. In Europe, then the United States, didn't touch South America, didn't touch Africa, didn't touch Africa. This is the first gzeira that I am aware of on an entire world. Since the Mabul. And anyone who is sensitive to see Yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world cannot just say, okay, it's a technicality. When am I going to be able to go to the local bar anymore? No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making a very clear statement. The world, the way it is, does not find favor in my eyes. Get your act together. And now, that is the world in general. How many people get shaken up? I don't know. What's it going to take to shake up? I know too many Ma'amari Chazal that are too scary and frightening to even describe them. I hope we'll never get to them. Talks about what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry and brings the Mabul Shel Dever in the entire world. What has to happen until people wake up. But that's one thing. Something else. This was mechayev us. When the story, Parshas Vayera, of Lot. Lot is a very confused individual. He moved to Sodom knowing Anshe Sodom ro'im v'chatoyim la'ashem ma'or. And then in the Zchus of Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to save him. The Malachim come. He's back and forth that whole night with his sons, his sons-in-law, Log Chibin Olsa, the whole Logan Samishpacha there. And then, finally, they push him out the door and they tell him a very interesting thing. Al Tabat Achrof, don't look back. Why? There's a gzeira on Sodom. to the degree that you still identify, not physically moving yourself out, if you identify and feel any connection to Sodom and you're still part of that society, you're finished. His wife, she had friends that said that she still felt part of it. You're finished. The tzibur of Shem Reterim Mitzvahs B'nai Torah, I have to understand, there's a crazy world out there. We have to build ourselves around Torah and serious Torah. Mitzvah Shem. We begin as man, continue as man. We'll have our little microcosm here of people having a normal, regular, functioning yeshiva with all the restrictions and all the everything, and the number of, they don't even, you have people running in circles not knowing what they're doing, how they're doing, when they're doing, but we will make every effort, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has blessed us. But that blessing is a machayev. That we have to maintain ourselves on a certain madrega and accept it as a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a bracha that's chutz miderech hateva. Accept it. What does a Jew do every morning when he wakes up? It's not in Shulchan Aruch. It comes from the Seder Yom. Say interesting words. Moda ani lefanecha melechai v'kayon. That I'm whatever I have today is a gift from the melechai v'kayon. The fact that we have this chus accepted as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that matana is a machayev us. It's a tremendous machayev. That we have to maintain our madrega. And just not just say, okay, the world's going this and this and this. And this. No. We have to maintain our madrega, keep our madrega, and make sure we had a wonderful Elul Zman. We'll have a wonderful Chorav Zman. We'll grow, we'll develop. Teru Yerushalayim, and it's been a Teru.